fire on the earth. Our Holy Father has said the church is missionary by her very nature. The church exists to evangelize. He's called for a new springtime of evangelization. To help us obtain the tools each of us needs to answer the church's call, this is Fire on the Earth. Here is our host, Peter Herbeck.
Good morning, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, and we're making our way toward Pentecost. If you haven't had a chance to tune into the program at any point over the last week or so, I'd encourage you to go to our website at renewalministries.net. That's renewalministries.net. All the programs are archived there. And I really feel like the Lord's helped over the last couple of weeks to break open the scripture. And as we've been reflecting on what Pentecost means, how to prepare our hearts for Pentecost, what it means for the church today, you know, the recent popes have been so clear that the church needs the grace of a new Pentecost. Because the church is a living organism. It's a living body that's animated by the power of the Spirit. The church is that body of people in the earth that, not by any works of their own, have been brought from death to life. We've been brought into a new way of being. Fallen, broken, sinful creatures that we are, by God's mercy has come to us through the gospel, proclaimed to us by the church, that's led us to the waters of baptism and repentance and receiving the gift of the Holy Spirit. We are now made new in Jesus Christ. And sometimes I think Pentecost is so important, friends, because I think far too many of the baptized fail to recognize what Jesus has actually done for us. Jesus Christ has come to make his home in us. He comes to dwell in us. He comes to make us a temple of the Holy Spirit. He's made us a new creation. There's a divine life in us. It's not in everybody who's born. It's something different than just natural life. Like C.S. Lewis's distinction, you know, between biological life and spiritual life. We have biological life, and that biological life we're born into is we're born as beings toward death. It's biological life that's eventually dying, right? And the human race, apart from God, is always trying to extend that life. You know, we've got now people talking about the future is the beings will be half robots, half human somehow, that we're going to figure this out. Science is going to solve this death problem. Well, guess what? It's not. It's not going to solve the death problem. Because the death problem is rooted in sin. Because to pretend that we can make that happen is to fail to see the nature of who we are. Friends, we are spiritual beings at our core. We were conceived of, we were brought into being by the creator of the universe. We're beings that have a capacity to grasp reality, to receive God in relationship, and to say yes to that initiative by God to live with him and be with him. I mean, it's astounding the kind of creatures that we are. We're made for God. We're made in his image and likeness. And that spark of life, that clear destiny in God, has been destroyed by sin, sin's power, and death, and the reign of Satan, who seeks to destroy us and separate us from ever reaching our ultimate destiny. We're creatures that have been made to live forever. And we're either going to live forever in Christ, who's going to give us a share, as St. Peter said, I mentioned yesterday, partakers in the divine nature, or we're going to be in eternal death and separation from God. We can't stop ourselves from being eternal creatures. That's who we are. Jesus came to reveal the magnificence and the wonder and the glory and the beauty of who we are and what we're meant to be. Of course, Jesus never hid from us. He loved us enough to tell us the truth about our actual condition, our sin-sick condition. That's why he had to die on the cross, to change that condition, as I said yesterday. And he empowers the church through the gift of the Holy Spirit to be united to him. And in that unity, Jesus opens our hearts as he opened yesterday. I was teaching from Luke chapter 24, which said Jesus opened the minds of the apostles to the teaching of the scripture that foretold the coming of the Messiah and how he must die and ultimately pour out his spirit for the sake of the salvation of the world. And he said, I will clothe you with power from on high. I will give you power so that you will accomplish what my church is meant to accomplish in this last age of human history, this final chapter of human history. The gospel must go out to the whole world in this final chapter in order that people could be saved. Jesus said, repentance of sin. He commissioned them to preach repentance and the forgiveness of sins so that people could be saved. Jesus came to seek and save the lost. Jesus didn't come just to make our life more comfortable here or just to affirm us in whatever path or reality we want to pursue in our lives. He didn't come to make this world a Disneyland so that we don't ever have to think about God. We can just perpetually focus on our own comfort, our own entertainment, and fun. Jesus didn't create us. Jesus didn't come to die for us to say, hey, I just came to tell you, I just want you to know, have fun, man. Just go for it. Whatever you want to do, carpe diem, make it happen for you on this earth, because that's what I'm here for, is I want to make sure that you're perpetually entertained while you're here, or that your personal dreams or your personal ideas all come to fruition. That's not what he said. That's not what he came for. Came to say, look, this isn't Disneyland, this is a battleground. And you yourself, every single person, is in a profound, to the core of your being, a spiritual battle over who it is you're going to serve, who you belong to. You're going to belong to somebody. We delude ourselves in that, you know, especially the contemporary secular world, you know, like beating our chests and declaring our absolute radical autonomy. I am my own. I declare my own destiny. I define my own reality. I define who I am, what it means, what I mean in this world, what the road to happiness is going to be, because I'm the master of my own destiny. It's a total lie. It's complete deception. Friends, you have to receive your identity. You don't create your identity. You didn't create yourself. I mean, you can come up with all kinds of ideas why you're here, but at the end of the day, it's made up. You made it up. You belong to another. You belong to God. Why? Because you came from his heart, from his mind. He made you. You're a particular kind of being and creature that when you live according to your purpose, you will be happy. You will be filled with joy and peace and contentment. You'll be integrated, authentic, right to the core of your being. You'll be free. But the problem is, because of sin and the domination of the devil, who the apostles were very clear, has become, you know, the ruler of this world. He wants us to believe that we are our own baker, our own master, that each one of us has the right to define reality on our terms and to worship whatever we want to worship and nothing if we want to, which ultimately means self-worship. The key here, friends, is to see, right now, anyone who is not in Christ belongs to this world and belongs, therefore, to the devil, under the rule and reign and the dominion of Satan, who has sought to usurp the authority of Christ. And literally, the apostles taught it very clearly, and Jesus came to destroy this power, but we belong to the devil because we've been enslaved to sin. And if we don't worship God, if we don't say yes to his good news, if we don't respond to Christ and come into freedom through repentance and baptism and new life in the Spirit, we're slaves. And it really doesn't matter, friends, how good life is for you here. I mean, like, it doesn't matter if you're sitting on top of the mountain and you've got the biggest mansion in the city and you're just cruising and everybody thinks you're the, you know, the bomb. If you haven't come to terms with the fact that you belong to God, and your life only makes sense and can only be figured out and can only be integrated and reach its fulfillment in Jesus's revelation to you about who you are. He teaches you who you are. He knows why we're here. And he's come to claim us and lay claim to us so that we can belong to God once again. To be a disciple of Jesus, to be a Christian, is to belong to Christ. My life is no longer my own. And there's a great passage in Romans, ended yesterday's radio program, talking about the apostles and the message they preach. Tomorrow I'll look at what we'll call St. Peter's kerygma. I think you're going to be inspired by it. I hope you can tune into the program tomorrow. But go to Romans chapter 9. What Jesus wants to show you is the fact of his kingship, his lordship, his majesty, his power, the fact that he's the creator, the fact that we owe him everything, and that the road to happiness and fulfillment is the road under the lordship and majesty of Jesus. And so the Holy Spirit, in this week of Pentecost, we said yesterday, what does the Holy Spirit want to do? The Holy Spirit first wants to bring us from death to life, to give us a share in the life of Jesus that's destroyed death's power. And Jesus has now begun the new creation. The Holy Spirit is given to us. And Pentecost is about us becoming a new creation, becoming that new thing that will pass from death to life. And second, the Holy Spirit to lead us to that and wants to get us to come under the lordship and majesty of Jesus, to live for him, to confess his lordship. That's what the Holy Spirit does. The Holy Spirit reveals to us the truth about who Jesus is and all his claims and helps us understand, wait a minute, I belong to God. I belong to Christ. He's made me. He's the one who knows me intimately. The longing that I have inside my being to be known and to be loved, that I ache to be known and loved, only he can satisfy that longing and that desire. And I keep running from relationship to relationship, from this situation to that, to get that thing filled in me, that desire. It's there because I belong to another. And so St. Paul tells us, this word is near to you. This word I've been proclaiming to you, friends, it's near to you. On your lips and in your heart, that is the word of faith which we preach. Because if we confess with our lips, he personalizes it, if you confess with your lips that Jesus Christ is Lord, and you believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. The Spirit has come to awaken in you the knowledge of your Creator and what God in his love has done for you to save you through the death of his Son. And the Father's plan is that you would see it, you receive it, you'd repent of your sins, and that is turn to Jesus and put him at the center of your life, not the margin, not on the fringes, but the absolute reason you exist. And you confess in the freedom God has given you, say, Jesus Christ is my Lord. And I believe that all power and authority belong to him. And I bend my knee to him now, freely. And I confess, I believe he's risen from the dead and the new creation that I long for in my life, which he alone can give to me. I believe it, and I receive it, and I say yes to it. That's what the Holy Spirit wants to do, for you to personally surrender your life to Christ and enter a living, vital, personal relationship with him, your Savior. God bless you. Have a great day.
This has been Fire on the Earth. It's heard here Monday through Friday at this time. Our host has been Peter Herbeck, Vice President of Missions at Renewal Ministries. You can contact Peter or listen again to this program on the web at renewalministries.net. Fire on the Earth is brought to you by Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'm delighted to be able to offer you my new booklet, The New Evangelization, What's Our Message? At the heart of the new evangelization is a fresh proclamation of the gospel. But for many people, even many Catholics, they wonder, what is the message? What exactly is at the heart of that proclamation? In this simple booklet, The New Evangelization, What's Our Message?, I take a look at and present in a very specific and simple way what is the core of what we're called to proclaim in this great and important missionary moment in the history of the Church. If you'd like a free copy, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789.